The Singapore property market may be entering what I call a perfect storm, a rare convergence of global shock due to the oil crisis and softening property signals in the private property market. Firstly, let me share about the ministry statement by Gam Kim Yong on the impact of Iran war on Singapore.
Sir, the conflict between the US, Israel and Iran has entered its sixth week and spread across the wider Middle East. Within days of the conflict, Iran effectively closed the Strait of Hormuz. It has also attacked close to 20 vessels.
On the global front, tensions in the Middle East are driving renewed concern over oil supply disruptions. According to Singapore Ministry of Trade and Industry, escalating conflict in the region could lead to higher energy prices, supply chain disruptions, and renewed inflationary pressure. For an import-dependent economy like Singapore, rising oil prices don't just impact fuel, they ripple across construction costs, logistics, and overall business expenses, and that also impact property. Here, will rising construction costs lead to higher property prices? Will consumers tighten their belt and avoid big-ticket purchase? If they really do, will this lead to a softening demand and oversupply in the property market? At the same time, on the domestic front, we are seeing early signs of cooling. The UIA property price index has started to edge downwards, reflecting a slowdown in price momentum after a strong run-up. I'm not sure if you have noticed this. UIA data mentioned that sales transaction volume fell about 40% on the quarter-on-quarter basis in first quarter 2026. I mean, seriously, this is a big drop. Anyway, a decline in transaction volume may indicate that buyer resistance has already set in to a certain degree. However, that can't be said for new homes. Buyers are still entering and units are still flying off the shelf. Here, can we safely say there is a segment of Singaporeans that are pretty resilient to any form of crisis? Rain or shine, no issue to them. Bo meng toi. After all, the rich-poor divide has already been well published in government statistics. I doubt I need to say more on this. Put this all together and we have a powerful combination of rising costs, lower transaction volume and a slowdown in property prices. Can we define this as a perfect storm? Hold on, historically, Singapore property market doesn't collapse so easily one. Instead, it moves in cycles. What we may be witnessing now is not a sharp downturn, but a recalibration phase. For buyers, this could mean less competition and better entry opportunity. For seller, it signals a need to price realistically in an ever-changing landscape. The storm is here, but for those who understand the property cycle, it may not be a threat, but an opportunity instead. That is why I always say, 有钱好办事. Have you realized we don't even need to do oil rationing as of now? Other countries doesn't even have enough oil for their people and economy. Yet Singapore still has access to oil supply. Anyway, oil traders are smart people. I confirm they what all the way.